Hello.
Hello, this is Denise. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, this is a research for what?
It's a research because we want to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation.
Okay.
Okay, am I speaking with Samantha?
No.
Okay, thank you.
This.
It's okay. You said that you're registered to vote in South Texas, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I know there's a long way off, but where did you vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices? In November, are you almost certain to vote, will probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
Certain.
Certain. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In what year were you born?
68.
Thank you so much. What is your race?
Hispanic. Or
thank
white,
you.
I guess. I don't know if you have it as white or Hispanic.
It's okay. Thank you so much. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Thank you
so
much.
Joe Biden.
And thinking about elections in November, if the elections for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. I would like to read your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Adam Hinojosa.
I don't know. I don't even.
It's okay.
I don't know who that is.
Ted Cruz.
No.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
No.
You don't have an opinion about him?
Okay. Oh, do I have an opinion of him?
I have. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he should be running for president.
Thank you. So in the scale of 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Like 0 to 100, 0 being the worst?
Yes.
It would be a 0.
Thank you. Greg Abbott?
Greg Abbott? Oh, no. No, I would rate him a 0 as well.
0, thank you. Morgan Lamancia?
I'm not sure. What are they running for? I don't even know who they are, to be honest with you.
Okay, it's okay. Don't worry, I can put on the survey number her. Joe Biden?
Yes, I would vote for him. It's like 80, maybe.
80, thank you. Okay, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan Lamancia is doing as a state senator?
I'm not sure what they do, so I really don't know.
Okay, it's okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican, Ted Cruz, and Democrat, Alred, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican, Ted Cruz, and Democrat, Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Democrat, Paula Gutierrez.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez Jr.
Thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The state legislator, for each, please indicate how high of a priority the issue should be. High priority, medium priority, or low priority. And I really appreciate your time right now. Thank you so much, ma'am. Reforming the border. Thank you. Reforming the border policy.
I would say, I guess high.
Hi, thank you. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Oh, that's high.
Thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against the private schools vouchers.
High.
Thank you. Ensuring the access to affordable quality health care.
I would say medium.
Medium. Thank you. Supporting South Texas small businesses.
Medium.
Medium. Thank you. Okay, thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislature. Mm-hmm. And after each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate mm-hmm. who would vote to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
I would be for. Or what were my choices? I forgot.
I'm sorry. Much more likely, some more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much.
Much
I would
less?
Say much.
Much?
Much likely.
Much
likely.
Likely. Thank you.
Yes.
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovate solutions to secure the border?
Is there like a medium, like a middle?
Yes. It would be somewhat more likely or
somewhat
less likely. Okay, thank you.
Somewhat more less likely.
More less likely. Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Much likely.
Much likely. Thank you. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion plan?
Who voted for?
Against the Texas abortion ban. I'm sorry.
I would, that they're against the abortion law that they have now?
Yes.
I would, if they're against it, I would, yes, most likely vote for somebody like that.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody that's against it, yeah.
A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policy.
Yes, most likely.
Most likely. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now we are in 83% of the survey. Thank you so much. Do you use do you use WhatsApp, and are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use it for WhatsApp for direct messages?
No, I don't use WhatsApp.
No, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say conservative.
Conservative. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I 1 year of college.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and your interest in participating in a follow-up research study. Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their options in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know you that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that you may be contacted in the future? Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. We just completed the survey. I really appreciate your time. Your opinion is really important for us. And have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.